So God is on the move, isn't he? I think it's at the time of the beginning of the year to dwell on God and make some changes. It's a good time to make some changes. Instead of first thing in the morning getting on Facebook, get this book. The Lord really spoke to me about that. I'm just like, what's happened? And it's like, see what's happened in God's word. And God's going to give you, I believe, as you get pen and paper, he's going to give you a mandate. Write it down. I found the scripture in Revelation 21:5. He who was seated on the throne said, I'm making everything new. He's making today new. This is new beginnings. It's never happened before. Today is new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. I think that's a powerful scripture. And you know what, God, if we just get in the Holy Spirit and we get in tongues and we write down what God is saying to us, and you are going to be surprised, because God shows you amazing things and you think, I can't do that, but yes, you can. God wants you to do greater things, the expansion of who he is and who he is in us, and he wants to do far more through us. We've been, we've been flattened, we've been talked about, we've been, who do you think you are, whatever. But I lift that off you today. I lift it off you and say that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God said that you can do it. And he said that you're going to do greater things than what I did on earth. And that is what I am saying over you today. And as you write it down, just say, God, I want you to do this in my life. I want to be available. I want to do the will of the Father. I actually wrote, I wrote out a prophetic word what he gave us for our church, and it's just very brief. But this is what I felt he gave me, and I did it very briefly because I had toothache. But the prophetic word for harvest, this is for us. You've never walked this way before. I'm guiding you on a new path and a new way. I will rise up people in your midst to do great exploits. I will bring new people in that have my anointing on them. They will take up new appointments and will come alive in me. They have felt that they have been left behind and was no use to me, but I will bring them alive in my glory. This is their time. I see a lot of people out there that are so anointed in God, but either pastors have been jealous, or they've been put down, or jealousy against them, or witchcraft against them, and they haven't been using their gifting. And I just believe God said that he's going to bring them into our midst, that we can encourage, we can build up, that we just, this is a church of encouraging and building up. And to get them back on their giftings, get them back in who they are in God. There's so many disillusioned Christians that are not being used. People are so full of the prophetic, so people have got teaching gifts, some people are evangelists, and they're not using them. And God's saying, this is the time that he said that I'm even going to bring them into harvest so they may be used for his glory. That's good, isn't it? I'm calling my people into a greater intimacy with my son. There will be hunger and thirst in my people. There's just going to be a new passion and a new hunger, and that's what I'm saying, crying out for God, this is what we need, is his hunger. I'm about to fall upon people with such love and anointing for this end time. New Zealand needs my light and my glory. I ask, will you be a church that will stand up for holiness and purity, to carry my love to this lost nation? Will you be one that will put your hand up and say yes to me? This is this church, and I'm going to get us to stand soon to say that. I'm about to pour out my anointing as in Acts chapter 2, but I tell you this, it will be far greater. Signs, wonders, and miracles will be performed. You imagine coming here, the miracles will happen. See, Marcy put her hand on, and so did Shirley Malcolm, my tooth, and honestly, it was surging, and here I am, I'm up. preaching and without a bit of pain. We're going to see signs, wonders, and miracles. We're going to see the miracles, you know, and we're going to give a hug to somebody that needs loving. The church is hurting. The church is starving. The church needs help and encouragement. The church is so lonely. Wow, the atmosphere in this place, it's not here yet because it's new, but the atmosphere in this place is going to be so on fire that when you walk in the door, you will feel His love. Yes, yes. Feel His presence. Yeah. I ask you to get ready. Spend time with me. Spend time reading my word. Spend time praising and worshiping. I will come into your midst. I want a body of people that will not be complacent, will not grow weary and do my will, but will catch the fire of my presence. Well, Harvest Church will be used for harvest of souls and loving the prodigals back to life. Are you ready for this? Will you say yes today for me to move in this house? Will you worship? Will you bow down? Will you humble yourself before me? I just want you to stand. I know some of you are not Harvest City people, but it's just saying yes to God. That this on this day, on this first day of 2017, that you want to really just reach out and let God touch you. I just feel there's an anointing and just say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, whatever you call me to do, I will do it. Come on, say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Lord, I pray that you pour out your anointing right now in the presence of God. Lord, let it be an Acts 2 anointing. That, Lord, the fire in your presence will just come and fall. Thank you, Jesus. You know, let all the disagreements and all that's gone be gone. It's like a river floating everything away. God said, this is a new day. And God's saying, will you say yes? Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And believe. Break down the barriers. Break down the things that have happened. The things that have been formed against you. Break it today. God said, I want to use every part of you. I live in you. I want you to do great exploits in the kingdom of God. I want to use you for so much more than you've ever comprehended. And nothing, nothing, nothing will stop you, says the Lord, when you say yes to me. Husband and wives will not stop you. Family will not stop you. People around you will not stop you. God said, you are going forward. God said, I will remove the obstacles to use you in the kingdom, in my kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just feel there's a shift over a few people. Yeah. You know, just if there's been a critical spirit, let it go. If there's been just where you haven't been happy and you think, oh, this is music's not good or whatever, just let it go. Let it be a new day in the spirit today. If we don't do it right, just let it go. We're learning in the Holy Ghost. Wow. There's just a move. There's angels. Angelic angels just pouring this new oil. Because when I saw this vision today, I just saw oil falling from Jesus. Wow. Falling. And it was just sudden. And I said, Lord, is it coming over the people? And he said, yes. I saw the glory light of his anointing. But this oil just poured forth. Pour it forth, Lord. Pour it forth, Lord. Let us catch the fire. Let us catch the fire of this day, this new day. This new day, Lord, they're saying yes, Lord, to this new day, new beginnings. New beginnings. All oppression and depression's lifting off. All that's happened that's come against you, we break it. Every bit of witchcraft, we just say no. Every spirit of death to your spirit, where you've wanted to dry up and not be used, it's gone in Jesus' name. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. This, what is happening, is Joel 2, and I'm just going to get Ian to pray it over you to restore, okay? It's restoration, but also the anointing's going to fall even greater. So I just want the word of God. So just pray in that, keeping that anointing.
This is the word of the Lord for you today. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten, the crawling locusts, the consuming locusts, and the chewing locusts. My great army, which I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dwelt wondrously with you. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And also on my servants and on my maidservants I will pour out my spirit in those days.
So the Lord said he will pour out his spirit. And this is what we're in Joel 2 right now. He's going to restore what has been stolen. He's going to give back to you what the enemy has taken from you. And I just pray right now over you that, Lord, as Ian's read the word of God, I just declare it, that God's going to restore health back to you. God is going to restore finances. God is going to restore your giftings and who you are in God and what you were born to do. God is going to give back all the things that the enemy has stolen. And he is going to pour out his spirit. And this is what he's doing today. I will pour out my spirit of my sons and my daughters, and they shall prophesy. Lord, I pray that prophetic mantles will just fall now in Jesus' name. I believe prophetic mantles are going to fall. Just receive them in the Holy Ghost. You're going to feel a mantle upon your shoulder. And some of you are going to feel your mouth is going to go hot and it's going to have fuzzy words. God said, I'm pouring it out on you, that as you open up your word, you are going to speak with my word. New words, new tongues. This is a new day, new beginnings. God said, I want to give you new things. You've never walked this way before. Holy.
I think this year people are going to come out of concentration camps. Things that they have felt bound in, they're going to come out of this year.
We pray that, Lord, that where people are bound, feel as if they've been prisons, concentration camps, we just loose you now in Jesus' name. We loose you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let the prophetic mantles continue to fall. Woo! Words, spirit of wisdom, revelation falling. New insight into God. He wants to open your eyes in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. This wasn't my message. It's God. Hallelujah. I love it when he turns up. Lord, just let the anointings fall. The intercessors come on fire. Fire. Whoa. Intercessors, fire. The watchman, fire. Watchman, it's falling. Watchman. The watchman. The watchman on the wall, the anointing. Whoa, he's going to open the eyes of our hearts, and that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Lord, open their eyes to see, spirit of wisdom and understanding. Four. I'm just about being taken out here with the anointing. Can you feel it? It's just a real cloud of His presence. Who feels if they're just going to collapse? Whoa, whoa. Hallelujah. Fall, Lord. Fall afresh. Lord, we're desperate. We're hungry. Fall afresh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. More, Lord. More, Lord. I tell you what, when you're hungry and when you're desperate, God will give to you. I mean, here's an 85-year-old crying out to Jesus, desperation. Hallelujah. Fall, Lord. Wake us up, Lord, to the hour we're in. Wake us up, Lord, to the hour we're in. Jesus. Start. I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, all flesh. Nobody gets left out. Hallelujah. All flesh. If you want it, He will fall upon you. He will fill you to overflowing. Thank you, Jesus. Don't think about it, just receive. Put your head under your arm and just receive. He's all over you. I can just see you like a cloud. I can see a cloud falling. I see the, oh, holy. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. And you ones that have been shut down in the prophetic, I just say, Lord, let it be broken, and Lord, let their mouths be opened. Whoa, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We break every controlling spirit that have been over you. We just say, be released to who you are in God. Released in Jesus' name. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. He's the God of miracles.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, I know you're full of mercy and grace on your people today. As we have come before you and we stand before you, you see the fears in man's heart, Lord. You see the depths of those fears, Father, from things of the past, from things of childhood, things that should never have happened, Father. Things that were said over them, and we come, we rise up in the name of Jesus, and we come against every fear, and you have given us authority in the name of Jesus, and we bind that fear in Jesus' name, and we break its power. We break its power over every man, woman, and child here today in Jesus' name. And we pray for the spirit of peace to come on that heart, to come on it and bring that peace that the world cannot bring. I speak peace, peace to every heart here in Jesus' name. Let faith arise. Let God arise. His enemies be scattered in Jesus' name.
Yeah, fear's been broken. So, Lord, I pray a boldness in the Spirit. Lord, they'll be as bold as a lion. They will speak out about you. Lord, they will win souls for the kingdom. Lord, they will evangelize. They will prophesy. They will speak. They will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. Hallelujah. I just believe God's just anointing your hands afresh with fire to lay hands on the sick to be healed. Hallelujah. Just let it come, Holy Spirit. I don't have to work it up. He's there. He's just anointed. Look at the people. They're just landing on. Healing the sick. Healing the sick. Just put your hands in the air. If you want to pray for the sick, God will touch you. Lord, let it be as you anoint, as you look down. Father God, I just want to bring just a little tiny word. And this is what we know this very, very much, what I'm going to say. I'll just wait till they're back. But the Lord gave me this 3 mornings ago, and He said that I was to share it. This is kind of changing subjects, totally different. But 3 mornings I woke up, and I was just about yelling the words. And the Lord said, this is for you, Trish, but it's also for today. And the words were, forgive, bless, and love. And I said, God, you know, I've done all that. But, you know, over Christmas we had not a good situation where one of Clive's family members were very, very rude and horrible. It was very witchcraft. It was very strong. It was very, you know, made us have sleepless nights. And so I really dealt with that and said, Lord, I've got to forgive. And I forgive what they've said to Clive, and I forgive what they've done and the atmosphere they've caused. And because the Lord said that He wants us to start off the new year with a clean slate completely. And it's like, and I said, God, I don't want any rubbish in my life. I don't want to hold on to anything and take it into 2017. And I really just sought Him and said, Lord, is there anybody else that I need to forgive? And He showed me two people. Because, you know, when a person still, if you see them and it hurts, you haven't really forgiven. And if you hear their name and you just want to retaliate, you know, we've all had that, haven't we? What they deserve. That retaliation spirit is not a good one. But it's like you just think, what they've done to me, I hope they get just desserts for it. But God's saying today, He really wants us to get over that. So as I sought the Lord showed me that especially one of them was very rejected and hurting. And out of her hurt, and that it really was like jealousy against me. And so I was able to see her brokenness. I was able to see where she was at. And I was able at long last to say, you don't owe me anything. I rip up the IOU. I forgive. I just want to bless you. I want the best things to happen to you. I want to love you. I want to do, you know, and I did. I sent her a card. She would not know most probably what I've been going through. But, you know, it's like God is saying to forgive, to bless, and to love. I was brought up with a mother that had a strong, bitter root. It really took hold because my father left her when she was carrying us twins. And Mum never, ever, ever got over it. And she carried it to her dying days. And I just feel God saying today, if there's anybody or anything, search your heart. And just say, God, do I need to forgive more? Because He forgave. And I know this message was what was downloaded from me, from the Lord, to say for me, so I could start and wash the slate. My slate is clean. I have forgiven. You know, and when someone's done something so terrible to you, if you could sit down and have a cup of tea, you know that you have forgiven them. But sometimes God doesn't ask you to go back with the person. It's just to completely forgive. But, you know, the bitter root, in Hebrews 12:14-15, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. And so we have to pursue. And this is just a powerful scripture to start the year off with. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. If we have not got peace and we have not pursued after holiness, we do not see the Lord. We do not see what He wants us to see and what we're coming into. And then verse 15, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and by this many become defiled. And, you know, I just thought of David, and that's, and you know, what he said in Psalm 139, search me, O Lord, and know my heart, know my thoughts, know my anxious thoughts, know everything about me. And so it's really I'm bringing this in love because I want you to all just to clean the slate. You know, even husbands, wives, children, whatever has happened, even over Christmas, we got so hurt that, you know, God said, come on, let's forgive. You've got to forgive because I want them to be found out. I want, you know, this is how I was feeling. You know, I don't want justice to be served. I want to retaliate. But the spirit of retaliation is so evil and so horrible. You know, you want to pay them back what they've done to you. They deserve everything. But, you know, this is what God's saying. Pursue holiness. Pursue peace. And, you know, and so I want to leave that with you today. And it's like when you get home today, tonight, just really say, God, do I have to go to another deeper level in forgiveness? Even in your past. You know, like my parents, what they've done, it's like another layer of forgiveness. And it's like, because, you know, we've got to get to a place where we honour our mother and father, even though there was things against us. And I just feel for 2017, you know, God really wants to move amongst us. But when we keep the slate clean and just say, God, I forgive. So I just want the anointing of forgiveness to come. I know I was in a place when, you know, my ex-husband molested my daughter. It took me so long to forgive. But I knew that if I didn't forgive, it was going to destroy my health. It was going to destroy who I was in God. It was going to destroy, everything that I wanted to do because of one person's sin. But when you release it and let it go, healing comes to your body. And even if the sin continues, as we've got to bless, we're not out of the woods with one of the children, you know, Clive's children. We know that there's a battle ahead. And even though terse words have been spoken, we have to forgive, bless, and love. We come from the opposite to what that has been placed on us. So, Father God, I just thank you today. I just thank you. It is just so glorious to be in your presence. It's just so wonderful to be together, because when you're together, there's just a oneness in the Spirit. And Lord, yeah, so Lord, I just pray, Lord, for the heart to forgive. Lord, show us in the Spirit, Lord, who we are to forgive. And Lord, take us deeper into that. And Lord, let us be people of love. Let us be people of holiness. Let us be people that just want to love, 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 and love more. Because Lord, the greatest gift is love. And Lord, I thank you for today. And I just pray, Lord, that your love will just flow through everybody. In Jesus' name.